It is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This. You'll find them at tqag.com on the web and right here, right now, live on the radio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, listen to that. We got both of you loud and clear.
Wow.
Hey, it's because
it sound better?
Oh, it sounds perfect. It sounds perfect. Let's just keep it this way from now on.
Right. Don't change anything.
Until
they update Skype again.
I know. Don't move. Don't move an inch. No. But it's nice. Well, it's because it's December. You know what? That's why it's going to work out right. Nice. So now, do you guys, first of all, have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, very quiet. Yep. We went to go see my parents. And that was it. We just brought them food and stayed in.
And you know, I was mentioning to Thorin, Christendaughter, who is just did our previous show, Main Street Magazine, the interesting thing about this Thanksgiving is the pressure was taken off. You're always asked to go places, and you have to make decisions. And that was all taken away from us this year, which was kind of nice, to be quite honest with you.
Kind of. No, it was great.
I know. It's just you can just relax and just have your own little time. But anyways, let's get away from that because there is no relaxing. There's no getting away from auctions. And it's funny. I am now seeing more and more and more stories, and I get on my email list all these virtual auctions that are now popping up all over the place.
And are they fundraising auctions?
No,
or
some of them
just
are.
Regular?
Some of them are, but some of them are regular auctions. And what scares me about that is that, like, when you talk about auctions, you're talking about auction places that have a background, that have a history, that you know that they're legit. You know that they strive to do everything the right way. And the first thing that came to my mind, I probably saw five or six different auction sites come up, and also on TV I've seen a few ads. You know nothing about the backgrounds of these places.
Well, that you need to really do the research if you're going to be selling stuff on these places, because I will say that online auctions, although they've been continually over the past years become more popular. This past year, with the COVID crisis, people are now really starting to get into it. But not everybody who's getting into it is really should be getting into it, because I think people are not as discriminating about or as honest as the majority of the people who have been doing this for a while. A lot of times, it's human nature, I think, a lot of times to take advantage of the situation. We've all seen it with what happens with overcharging for building materials during hurricane season. It's kind of the same thing, I think, with online auction, because people are seeing a chance of making a quick buck because there are people who think it's still kind of a flash in the pan. So I just think there's part of it is human nature that not everybody is on the up and up.
I mean, that it just seemed that way to me. What about you, Tim, and you guys, dear? You have been in this business so long. Doesn't it kind of worry you a little bit that it takes away from the stability and the honesty of what you do as auctioneers and the companies you work with?
Well, I think that it really comes down to a lot of what Greg said is, if you are, as a consumer, you do have to do a lot of research. But there are also things that you have to look at. When Greg and I started selling on eBay, which became just this major auction format website, which was new, and this was back in the 90s, we made sure that we had every listing. We had an 800 number. We had our auction license listed. We had our background listed in all of the listings so that people knew who we were and what was going on. And yes, it is something that
you just think about, you have to think twice. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of stuff that's out there. There are a lot of, I think the good outweighs the bad in most cases. And even when we made our purchase, we did a purchase, we saw something that was online and we followed this auction and I said, oh, it's in New York. Let's go to their website. Let's look them up. Let's see who they are. How long have they been selling on Live Auctioneers? Because that's the platform that they were using. We did a lot of just background before we put in a bid. And we saw that, and there was all kinds of comments and there were all positive comments. And they said that they helped. And Greg reached out and wanted a condition report and they gave their condition report. So, you know, there's ways that you have to gauge what is out there. It depends on what the items are, because if all of a sudden they're coming up with all these rare and things that have never been seen and, you know, are they real? Can you trust that they're real or are they fake or are they made in the style of, and how is it cataloged? You know, that also makes a big difference. But I think that you're seeing more and more of it because this pandemic has really changed the way our relationship with technology and the way that we're doing business. And I think that more and more businesses are realizing that they have the opportunity to get more and more eyeballs and they're putting things out there. I think that that really has changed because if it wasn't for this pandemic, I would say that there's probably a number of things that were out there anyway, and we wouldn't have been as cognizant of the fact that they were there. It would not have been in our forefront. Now that we're home and that we're staying in and we're on our computers a lot more and we're seeing much more of this, I think that we're taking note of that. So I think that there's more than enough to go around. There's different levels. You know, when you think about auctions, you have your local auction, you have your regional auction, you have the international auction. And those are just the three main groups. But within each of those groups, there's the specialty auctions as well. And there's, you know, people that are putting things together. So the way I look at it and the way that we suggest that people, if you are going to buy and if you're looking at this, is that you do a little due diligence and just look into who is it that's selling? What kind of reputation do they have? Can you get in touch with them? Because the way that they interact with people then, that's going to make a big difference.
And the thing is, you have to really be careful because you can see something that looks really too good to be true. But if you, as long as you can still pick up the telephone and call somebody,
ask questions,
because it's very easy to, we all know what the sizzle looks like. I mean, that's kind of a no brainer. You know, if something looks, it's like flashing before your eyes. You really have to check it out because what happens a lot of times is people get excited about seeing something that they're interested in and they just forget about doing the research that's necessary in order to make sure that they are not taken advantage of.
Or even look at the size and look at the measurements. That's the other thing, is that they just think of it. And if something comes in multiple sizes and you're thinking, oh my God, that's a really great price for that piece. What? I don't understand what's going on. And then you see that that's the miniature version, not the larger version. And you have one thing in your mind. So it's even when we purchased the weather vane, you know, I said, okay, Greg, what are the measurements? Let's see. How does this measure? What is this going to look like? And let's look at everything from, and the great thing is that on this particular auction site, Live Auctioneers, this auctioneer, what they did is they had multiple photographs as well, so that we could see a 360 of the piece. They did close-ups. We were able to ask questions. We got the answers. You know, all of those things really make a big difference, because if you're going to put yourself out there and do an auction, then you want to make sure that you're buying from someone that is is reputable, but is also going to take the time to answer all those questions. Now, sometimes they might be overwhelmed. It may come in a little bit late. It may come in right before the bidding of that piece starts. But you have to understand that also a number of the businesses, they've had to downsize because of this pandemic, and they're doing everything that they can to stay afloat. And this is just a wonderful way of moving into the next step of how people are going to be bidding online. Because quite frankly, in the next 5 years, because of the way technology changes so quickly, is that it's not just going to be on, it's not just on your computers, it's on your cell phones too. And all of these companies are initializing and getting their websites and bidding platforms mobilized for the mobile phones and for the that technology.
One of the other things to consider is read the small print on a website. If they have, they should have a website, because the terms, if you can read the terms, you can find, you must know what their terms are, because it's just you will get a good sense of how reputable they are. If they offer a refund, what is their refund policy? What are their terms, their commission terms? Are they easy to get in contact with? All of these things can help the consumer understand how to navigate through any of these new online auctions. Now, online auctions, we're being members of the National Auctioneers Association, we have been trying to promote in the organization for years about how online auction is sort of the wave of the future. And when you see a lot of these auction companies just popping up, you really need to read about them. You really need to make sure you do your research instead of just letting that flashy, shiny object guide you through the process. You need to do the nuts and bolts of reading the terms to make sure that you have an out as a consumer if there is an issue.
Now, one final question for both of you, and we have about 3 minutes left here. There's a company out there called Oculus, and they make a headset that you put on. There's no Game Boy to attach to or anything like that. It's a headset, and you've got controllers for your hands, okay? How long is it going to be until, and then it's virtual. It's like you, when you put this headset on and you start the game, you walk around, you move around, you see, I mean, it's amazing. How long do you think it'll be till auction companies actually team with somebody like this company to do a virtual 3D auction where you put the headset on, you hear the auctioneer, you have a microphone? Yeah. How long till something like that actually takes hold?
Well, and go ahead, Greg.
No, I was going to say, technically speaking, there are aspects about what you just said that are now taking place. There are auction houses that do virtual. What's the word I'm looking for? Virtual. You can look at the item all around it. You can go like. What do they call that technology where you can do, you go all around something? I'm sorry,
yeah,
I can't.
It's that 360.
Yeah,
360. You can take a 360 tour of, just like for real estate, you can click on it and you can go through the house, you can see photos, you can go
right,
around
but Greg,
it.
What he,
and
but, what
and
Marshall's,
can go ahead. Do the same thing.
It's like that Oculus, you know, the games that we're watching now, that she puts it on and all of a sudden she's in there and picks up a gun. And it would be the same kind of thing in an auction, is that you're watching the auction room, you're seeing the
Bingo.
Auctioneer, and you have a paddle in your hand.
That's it.
That's going to happen.
I can see that coming up next. It's going to take millions of dollars, but the established, creditable companies will be the ones that do it, I guess what I'm saying.
Oh, exactly. But I think it'll take a little while, yeah, because of getting everything together. Because here's the difficulty with a game: it's already pre-programmed. With a live event, you are streaming, yeah, and right now we don't have the bandwidth to, yeah, stream. There's too much of a lag time,
yeah,
so that's where the difficulty really lies. Because when we did our virtual event, when I was for the fundraiser, there was an 18-second, which in television is an eternity,
yeah,
or if you're broadcasting, 18-second delay. And it's just like, oh, my gosh. You know, so to try and do anything live, it would really get a little confusing. And that's where I think that is what's holding back, because I'm sure that there are visionaries that are thinking about this and saying, yes, we would love to do something like that. Because there are, and we've seen it at the Auctioneers Convention, there are simulators that you are the auctioneer and there are bidders and you do your bid call, and you could do a whole thing where they're, you know, whether you're taking bids from an audience or they put you into like a simulation. That's one thing. But trying to do something live and keeping, you know, just even doing telephone bids get screwed up very easily in an auction.
Well,
so,
I think 5G will cure all that up once it's finally all instituted in the next year and a half to 2 years.
We get that going, and I think it's that bandwidth. But, you know, just one last thought about the whole thing that you were talking about auctions and you don't know, and we were talking about eBay. We found a story that there was one of the it was a Queen staffer admits to stealing items from Buckingham Palace and selling them on eBay. And there were over 77 items. And it goes back to what Greg was saying. If these things look too good to be true, what you got to question, and how long has this person been selling and what's going on? He's been arrested, and there were, like I said, 77 items that went missing, or that he stole and put some things up there. Including a photo album. It was a state banquet photo album of President Trump's visit to the UK. They put a value on that of about $2,000, which, okay. But I'm not touching that. But the story goes on is that this staffer took advantage of the whole coronavirus pandemic, is that people were out of their offices and away, and, you know, nobody was really watching. And that's a pretty sad story, sad state of affairs. Needless to say, they've taken down a lot of the stuff. They were able to track down some of the stuff that that he did list, and he's being he was found guilty. So you know, that's the downside.
Hey, you know,
when you're buying stuff,
I feel good about this. If they only got a couple of $1,000 for that that Trump thing, we did pretty good with that thing.
You know what, Marshall? So, just for everyone who doesn't know, that we sold a signed Trump. It was a doodle. It was a building, and he signed it. And this was early in his presidency. Do you know that after that came up and it brought whatever it brought, $12,000 or $13,000. Which was great. After that, tons of them came out, because he did this for every single charity in New York, and he did this a lot. And a lot of them came out, and the values plummeted. So I'm really happy that we were able to do that and raise some money for the station.
All right, guys. Well, of course, you'll find them at tqag.com, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group. Guys, have a good weekend, and we'll speak to you next week.
Okay. Sounds good, Marshall. Take care, buddy.
Bye. Take care, guys. Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack.